Time now for the GX on Agriculture podcast, brought to you by Trustmark Insurance in Melville. Trust us with what matters most.
GX on Agriculture with Doug Falconer.
Good afternoon and welcome to GX on Agriculture. Coming up on today's program, the latest Manitoba crop report is out. We'll hear from Farm Production Advisor Amir Farouk on how spring seeding has gone and is going in Manitoba and how crop development is progressing as well. Opening day attendance was booming at Canada's Farm Show in Regina yesterday. We'll speak with the Regina Exhibition Association's Vice President of Agriculture to find out how things went there. Prairie Clean Energy has announced the go-ahead for $1 million flax processing plant in Regina. We'll hear from CEO Mark Cooper, who was at Canada's Farm Progress Show. So all of those stories and much more coming up on today's edition of GX in Agriculture. But first, it's time for the Agriculture Outlook with Precision Weather. And it's a presentation of Milligan Bio. Milligan Bio is looking to buy your canola. Call them today at 306-272-6284. It's also brought to you by Sean Prohitka, your REMAX Blue Chip Ag Division Specialist. Welcome back to GX on Agriculture. It's time now for the Beef and Forage Report, and that's a presentation of Lane Realty. When it's time to sell the farm, call Lane Realty, your trusted and experienced farmland real estate company. To include your property for showings, call 620-7260 or visit lanerealty.com.
Beef and Forage Report.
The University of Saskatchewan College of Engineering and College of Agriculture and Bioresources, in partnership with the Livestock Forage Center of Excellence, are working on establishing a living lab to bring together producers, established tech companies, and ag tech startups to create an environment and a platform to reduce current barriers to adoption of smart farming practices. The federal government announced a grant of $400,000 over 2 years for the project yesterday, with the funding coming through Prairies Can under its Regional Innovation Ecosystem Program. Based at the Livestock Forage Center of Excellence at Clavette, Saskatchewan, the project aims to help producers evaluate the value of new technology in their operations and gain access to research partnerships to develop new technologies. It also provides tech companies with access to real-life conditions to further develop their products and gain feedback from their potential clientele. A user-friendly data analytics platform will be developed to support commercializing new ag tech solutions. And that's today's Beef and Forage Report.
GX94, AgriView.
The Water Security Agency has announced $700,000 for Saskatchewan farmers and ranchers to advance responsible agricultural water management projects. The Agricultural Water Management Fund is a pilot program that supports the Water Security Agency's agricultural water management strategy, with a goal to help farmers and ranchers create responsibly managed and sustainable agricultural water management networks focused on controlling and organizing water flows. Applicants can receive up to $95,000 per project based on a cost-sharing approach. It can be used for qualified persons' support, technical and engineering costs, and mitigation and rehabilitation works for new agricultural water management projects. In response to the growing demand and escalating concern around global food security, Saskatchewan's potash sector is ramping up production. Saskatchewan is positioning itself to fill the market gaps left as a result of the sanctions placed on Russia and Belarus. Nutrient announced they will be ramping up annual potash production capability to 18 million metric tons by 2025. This represents an increase of more than 5 million metric tons, or 40%, compared to 2020, and will lead to approximately 350 new jobs in the province. K plus S Potash recently announced plans to increase production to 4 million metric tons per year over the next few decades at their Bethune facility. K+S is looking to hire more than 70 new employees to carry out these operations. Mosaic is also taking action to increase its annual potash operating capability by a further 1.5 million metric tons by the second half of 2023 at their new Esterhazy K3 operation and Kolonzi mine. Since resuming production at Kolonzi in 2021, Mosaic has added 150 jobs at the site. BHP is looking to accelerate the time frame for the construction of its $12 billion Jansen project, and several other companies have new potash mine projects at varying stages of development. Projected ending stocks of Canada's major crops were left relatively unchanged in the latest supply and demand estimates from Agriculture and Agri-Food Canada, although there were some revisions to the wheat production and usage numbers. The government agency raised its forecast for total Canadian wheat production in 2022-23 to 33.092 million metric tons, up from the May estimate of 31.601 million, and the year-ago level of 21.652 million metric tons when drought cut into yields. Canola ending stocks for both the current marketing year and the upcoming 2022-23 crop year were left unchanged at 400,000 and 500,000 metric tons, respectively. Canola production for 2022-23 is forecast at 17.95 million metric tons by Agriculture and Agri-Food Canada, which compares with 12.59 million metric tons in 2021-22. Pulses and special crops only saw minor adjustments on the month. Statistics Canada releases its next acreage estimates for the 2022-23 growing season on July 5th, which should lead to larger revisions in subsequent supply and demand projections. Growing conditions for peas and lentils in Saskatchewan during the spring can be described as variable. While western parts of the province continued to endure dry conditions carried over from last year's drought, regions in the east were drenched with near-continuous rainfall to go along with below-normal temperatures. Lionel Echter, president of Diefenbaker Spice and Pulse, says while pea and lentil crops in his area, near Elbow, Saskatchewan, about midway between Saskatoon and Moose Jaw, are faring well for now, they've missed out on recent rains in surrounding areas. Despite the challenges ahead, Echter says seeding conditions were the most favorable in recent memory. Parts of southern Alberta and western Saskatchewan have seen much-needed relief with rainfall last week. On the other hand, areas near Moose Jaw have been quite dry. Lentil crops will start to flower in 2 weeks, which is when they will need moisture to develop. And that's the Ag Review portion of our program. It's time now to head back out to Danny Ismond.
And we are at Maple Ag and Outdoor. It is the grand opening today at 200 York Road East in Yorkton, and we are joined with Cam Mailing. Cam, what a great turnout here already today.
Yeah, Danny, it's been fantastic. The weather's been great for us. We couldn't have asked for a better day, and there is a whole pile of people here having lunch, so I'd like to invite everybody listening to come down for lunch today.
Best lunch you're going to get. It's cooking on those Traeger grills, and oh boy, the burgers and hot dogs are looking great.
Yeah, well, you and I are being tortured right now because we get to smell them, and we don't get to eat them yet. So,
now, Cam, you guys have a wonderful lineup here of products. It's far and wide. You guys have the farm equipment. You have all areas taken care of here, and you have stock.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got Kubota as our flagship brand, and we've got a lot of Kubota in stock. We've got a lot of Kubota hay equipment in stock. We've got trailers, Husqvarna lawn and garden equipment. We've got a large rental division. If you want to see what we've got, go to our website. Everything's on there with pricing. And then we've got our outdoor division, which is Argo and Traeger and soon to be hot tubs.
Yeah.
And on the hot tubs, we're also going to do chemical and water testing. I believe we're the only place in town where you can get your pool or hot tub water tested.
Fantastic. So you can come down and see what it's all about, have that lunch, take a walk around, and meet and shake the hands and meet people. And you got the partners here as well. It's kind of nice to see.
Yeah, 100%.
Honey, are you okay?
I'm okay.
Honey, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. We better call Trustmark.
Trustmark Insurance in Melville will help you be ready for whatever life throws your way. When insuring your life and livelihood, trust Trustmark Insurance with what matters most.
Welcome back to GX on Agriculture. I'm Doug Falconer. It's sunny and 23 degrees in the Yorkton-Melville region. I'll have your complete weather details coming up at the top of the hour. But first, it's time for the livestock market conditions, and they're a presentation of the Yorkton Crossing Retirement Community.
Livestock market conditions.
U.S. live cattle futures for August closed at 134.92 today. That's down 132. October live cattle closed at 141.07, down 122. August feeder cattle closed at 173.15, down 215. September feeder cattle closed at 175.30, down 197. July lean hogs closed at 111.85, down 87. August lean hogs closed at 108.32, down 147. And that's the livestock market conditions. Now let's check in once again with Evan Montgomery.
Thanks, Doug. Yeah, we are in Melville having a great time with customer appreciation at OK Tire in Melville. Your one-stop shop.
Welcome back to GX on Agriculture. A final push to finish seeding in Manitoba this past week brought a small increase in planted acres. Manitoba Agriculture Farm Production Advisor Amir Farouk provides this update.
We got some good days last week, and there was some progress happened. And overall, we are close to 90 to 91% as a provincial average. So we are close to 8 to 9% unseeded acres right now in the province. So because most of our crop insurance deadlines are over, so now producers are debating that what should they seed in those unseeded acres. So hopefully they will decide to do something in those acres as well.
What are their options?
There are two, three options they can do that at this point. Maybe summer fallow, camp fallow, or maybe they can put some cover crop or some green feed as well. But when you see the green feed thing, like this year, forages, we should have a lot of forages, and there should be no shortage of forage crops. So maybe they have some low market for the green feed, but still they can use those land area for something growing to manage for the next year.
How is crop development coming along in southwest Manitoba?
In our area, like southwest region, mostly crops are right now they are suffering with this excess moisture conditions. And week to 2 week behind most of crops, cereals, canola, soybean, all these crops. And in some areas, we got, as you heard as well, big storm system happened in that Fox, Warren, Binscott, in that area, Angusville, and it brought close to 4 to 6 inches of rain and hail damage as well. So, and some property damages to some farm yards as well. So that excess moisture is actually suffering the crops, but with this heat and good weather conditions, crops are coming out well, and some crops are actually getting some benefits as well because this hot weather conditions are helping the crops.
And how's crop development in northwest Manitoba?
They also got quite a bit moisture last week and some hail damage in Swan River, Benito, in that area. So their crops are also suffering at this point with the excess moisture as well.
What are pasture and forage conditions like in western Manitoba?
Mostly pastures are looking good, and their growth is good. Alfalfa growth is already close to 12 to 13 or 14 inches high. And mostly livestock, and there is no shortage of water this year. So overall, livestock producers are doing good.
And what will producers be doing this week?
Most of producers, actually, they are waiting for the spray, and because weeds are growing also very fast, so they just want to just waiting for to enter in the field, and they will do their spray done, so the crops should benefit from those herbicide spray. And some producers are actually doing some flea beetle spray as well on the canola, because flea beetles is very high this year again, so producers are protecting their canola crop from flea beetles to do the some insecticide spray as well.
Amir Farouk is a farm production advisor with Manitoba Agriculture based in Hamiota. Your commodities update is coming up next, but first let's check in once again with Danny Ismond.
And we're at Maple Egg and Outdoor, the grand opening right now, and we're inviting you to come on down. Lunch is served at
Commodities Update.
Canola futures closed down rather sharply right across the board today. July canola closed at $9.51.90. That's down $50.20. November canola closed at $9.12.10, down $41.80. July Minneapolis wheat closed at $11.06 per bushel, down 11¾ of a cent. July Kansas City wheat closed at $10.39¼, down 2 cents. July Chicago wheat closed at $9.76½, up 1¼ cents. July corn closed at $7.68 per bushel, up 7¼ cents. July soybeans closed at $16.52¾, down 28¼ cents. July oats closed at $6.21¾, down 14¾ of a cent. And that's the commodities update. Please stay tuned. GX on Agriculture will be back in 1 minute's time. Welcome back to GX on Agriculture. I'm Doug Falconer. Opening day attendance was booming at Canada's Farm Show yesterday. It's the first on-ground show since 2019. Regina Exhibition Association Vice President of Agriculture, Kurt Westgaard, says the numbers passing through the gates was up almost 20% from 2019.
Opening day attendance was fantastic. It was up from our levels in 2019 by about 18%. So as you can tell, it's indoors and outstanding. This show is better than ever and fantastically growing.
What kind of feedback have you been getting from exhibitors?
The feedback has been overwhelmingly positive. All we hear is it's great. The weather can't affect what they're doing. The attendance is up. People are excited. There's a real buzz. You know, as we talked yesterday, it was all about coming together and being face-to-face. After almost 3 years of being kept inside and kept apart, it is great to be back in person.
Have you heard of any big sales yet?
There, you know, the big sales, there's a lot of discussion going on. There's a lot of closed doors talks happening, so sales are underway.
In the past, there's been $100 million to $300 million in sales each year at Canada's Farm Show. Do you think that could happen this year?
Oh, absolutely. I think the sales are coming, right? Everyone knows if you're going to do dry land farming, Saskatchewan's the place to be, and the Canada's Farm Show is where it's going to happen.
What show results can you report on so far?
The results have been fantastic. As you saw, Prairie Clean Energy had a great announcement yesterday. The Ag Tech Challenge, the 24-hour startup challenge is fantastic. And the winners are so great. They're really taking that part of Saskatchewan and really expanding it. We're seeing, you know, the winners are talking about what do you do with leftover fresh fruit and vegetables that we grow here in Saskatchewan. And they designed an app so that they can put it out there and whoever needs it can come get it and help feed the hungry.
And what's on tap for today?
Oh, today's a fantastic day, and day two is all about education. And when we talk about education, we really talk about information technology and the digitization of what we can do here in farming. So we've got a great lineup of speakers going on. We've got a huge product launch by Degelman, who just happens to be also celebrating their 60th anniversary here at Canada's Farm Show. So the day is packed. We have Degelman's anniversary, Agtron's having an anniversary, we have the Empowering Women's Conference that's going on site, as well as all going to be topped off tonight by professional bull riding. The fastest 8 seconds on earth, and it's going to be fantastic, and we hope everyone can come join us.
Kurt Westgaard is the Vice President of Agriculture for the Regina Exhibition Association, and that's Canada's Farm Show on today and tomorrow in Regina. Please stay tuned. Your Farm Bulletin Board is coming up next.
Farm Bulletin Board.
A forage and grazing field day is coming up next week in the Springside area, just northwest of Yorkton. It's next Tuesday from 1 until 6:30 at the Springside Centennial Hall on Railway Avenue in Springside. It'll run from 1 until 6:30. You're asked to join them for an afternoon of speakers and field tours focusing on improving forage production and grazing management. Some of the highlights is forages for saline and marginal areas, the 4 hours of forage fertility, water quality for livestock, Alice Grazing Forward Rotational Grazing Project, and an ag programs update. They'll wrap up the afternoon tour with a barbecue at the Springside Centennial Hall. However, you have to register ahead of time for this event so they can accommodate all the people that will be wanting food. To register, all you have to do is contact the Agriculture Knowledge Center at 1-866-457-2377. And that registration deadline is tomorrow, Thursday, June 23rd. So once again, that phone number, 1-866-457-2377, to register for the Forage and Grazing Field Day next Tuesday at Springside. Sounds like that'll be a lot of fun. And that's all the time we have for today's Farm Bulletin Board. It's now 1 o'clock in Saskatchewan, 2 o'clock in Manitoba. Time to check the GX94 Precision Weather Forecast for the Quill Lakes, Hudson Bay, Swan River, Broadview, Mooseman, Indian Head, and Yorkton, Melville, Roblin, Russell regions today. Partly sunny, winds south-southwest at 15 to 30, and a high of 26 degrees. For tonight, partly cloudy, winds west-northwest at 10 to 20, and a low of 13. For tomorrow, cloudy with a 60% chance of showers and isolated thunderstorms, winds east-northeast at 15 to 25, and a high of 27. For Friday, cloudy with a 70% chance of showers, winds east at 15 to 30, and a high of 19. For Saturday, a 40% chance of spotty showers, a high of just 15, and Sunday, sunny, a high of 21. In the Paw, it's 23 degrees, Swan River 22, Dauphin and Brandon 24, Show Lake Russell and Roblin 21. Regina is at 25, Saskatoon 26, Hudson Bay 22, Broadview, Mooseman, Indian Head, Wynyard, Wadena, Kelvington 24. The Yorkton-Melville region has a sunny sky, a south wind at 17, gusting to 25 kilometers an hour. 54% is the relative humidity. The temperature is 23 degrees. That's your agriculture weather, and that'll do it for GX on Agriculture for today. Be sure to tune in again tomorrow at 12:15 Saskatchewan time for another edition of the program. It's time now for the news and sports headlines.
You've been listening to the GX on Agriculture podcast, brought to you by Trustmark Insurance in Melville. Trust us with what matters most.